Hey everybody, we're back. You've probably been missing Run Chat in your ears all these runs, but here we are.
I remember so many people who were telling me, by which I mean two, who were telling me they couldn't wait for the next episode of Run Chat, and that was 8 months ago.
And here it is.
Honestly, I think that was John twice. Like, John was like, oh, this person who you, do you know this person? No. She loves Run Chat.
One of them was John, and one of them was my friend, Mr. Honorkamp. And then there was a third, Senor Honorkamp. They all were just begging. Now, Don and Mary, both at different times, told me they couldn't wait for more episodes of Run Chat. And I said, oh, yeah. Well,
so on Billy's birthday, we're back.
I was like, John and Brian were like, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, can we just do another podcast already?
And I said, ooh, can I get you a Starbucks gift card or something?
I'm busy.
I don't know.
Well, here we are. It's Billy's birthday. Billy, tell us about your run this morning.
Oh, yeah. So every year on my birthday, and I recommend everybody do this. I like to go for a long run on my birthday.
On your birthday.
On my birthday. Everybody should go for a long run. Honestly, like, no one should. I don't work on my birthday. I always take it off. Everyone should take my birthday off. It should be a national holiday. Right. We should all go running together. It's very lonely when I'm out there on my own, but sometimes I will see people out running while I'm on my birthday run, and I'm like, sweet, this person.
You're in your birthday suit or no?
No, John. No,
well,
no,
this is PG-13.
I burn very easily, and
that's the only reason.
Yeah, he wore his three-piece birthday suit.
I have very Irish skin.
Good segue to some dingle talk.
I run in like a wetsuit, like a full
scuba Steve.
And a hooded sweatshirt, full sunglasses. It's like a Unabomber and a deep sea diver is what I look like when I'm out running.
All right.
But yeah, so every year on my birthday, I like to go for a long run.
That's Billy is a terrorist reference number one for the episode. Well, keep track.
We should have a sound effect for it. And these runs have peaked in like the 20 mile range, but today I got out there a little later than usual. It's June. It's hot out. And I was like, ooh, birthday 10K is what I'm feeling right now. And to be honest, it was like birthday 5K for a few minutes there. Thankfully, New York City is great with its water fountains and like its water bottle filling station. So I had a Poland Spring bottle with me whose label slowly disintegrated as I was out running.
The Run Chat podcast brought to you by Poland Spring.
Yeah.
And Hard Short Gin.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's no gin in
did
my...
Did you have your Hard Short Gin bottle?
Not,
I mean, we have one at the podcast studio. We're recording live from Ellie's Bar in Windsor Terrace. And Hard Short Gin was gracious enough to bring us a bottle, but you did not have one on the
Could board. I get a warning when we go into these commercial breaks? Like, can't we schedule them?
Oh, you're talking about hydration.
Oh, I thought we just had the cold open and now it's a commercial break, and now we're back. All right, so Billy was, last we saw Billy.
He was on the West Side Highway.
He was doing something with a bottle, I don't know.
It was very sunny today, it was very hot. I didn't get started until a little after 10 a.m., which I don't recommend doing. But it was wonderful. I was like, I want to get at least double digits. And then, full credit to Strava, another potential sponsor of our podcast, is I wanted that Strava half marathon badge. And this being 24 days into the month when we're recording this, I was like, well, might as well go for the 13.1. I went to 13.29 because if you add 13 and 29, you get my age as of today. And
Wait.
Brian's a math teacher, and he is doing very complicated math on an
app. Yes, that gives you Billy's age of 62 years young.
New York City Public Schools.
Sponsored by...
I don't teach addition.
Remedial math.
What, is this the teacher in remedial math?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, I do remedial running. I do remedial math.
Very consistent.
Oh, yeah, but I go out for a birthday run every year. It's my favorite thing to do on my birthday, besides spend time with my wife and my daughter, obviously.
obviously, and run and your
run
chat
co-host. Yeah, and spend time with my run chat co-host.
And we have to pregame at Farrell's because, you know, we have
fourth,
the containers.
Fourth favorite thing to do. We almost...
Run chat podcast brought to you by Farrell's Bar.
Container, which will actually be put to sleep July 1st when the styrofoam ban finally goes into effect.
Run chat podcast brought to you by Farrell's, the bar where they looked at me when I walked in and was like, "We think you belong at the Double Windsor across the street, you dirty hipster."
But we'll take your money and thank you for your business.
Yeah, no one in Farrell's has worn shorts for many years, I think. Retired firemen very rarely do, I find.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
But come on down, Prospect Park West and...
I can't believe you're body shaming retired firemen.
I'm not saying they can't wear shorts. I'm saying...
They don't.
Those men did not, because when you pull up shorts high enough over your waist as they pull up their pants, there's not much left.
Gotcha. We were going to record in Farrell's, celebrating over the demise of their styrofoam cups. What we didn't factor in was that the old men in Farrell's are actually very, very loud.
And they also love the jukebox.
Yeah.
Which
is
not a knock.
Bruce Springsteen would have been our guest.
And if you've ever complained about the audio quality of a Runcast episode...
It's called Runchat? The podcast?
Runcast.
In Brian's defense, we haven't recorded since August of last year, but it's called Runchat.
Are you sure? Because we were... If you go back to episode Runchat, one...
brought to you by Runcast.
If you were going back to episode one, we debated a lot of names. Also, might I mention at this point, Run Something is brought to you by Hardshore Gin, and so am I.
Run Chat, brought to you by LinkedIn. When you're hiring Brian's replacement, go to LinkedIn.
If your prerequisite is remedial math,
are you looking for...
You guys should really use ZipRecruiter. They advertise on a lot more podcasts.
Whoa. So we had the birthday run, which was a success.
Yeah.
We are talking to you live from Ellie's Bar on Windsor Terrace. And we figured to kick off season three. Yes, we have three seasons.
Remember season two of two episodes?
Yeah.
Episodes?
Yeah. Well,
going by the file names I've been using, this might be season four. I'm not really sure.
Right, so season three /4 kickoff.
Welcome to season question mark.
Brian, what have you been up to? I know this is your last week of your job, probably. Actually, of ever.
Yeah. Wait, did I get fired?
Probably after your
this
math
is my last
performance.
Week at Run Chat.
But your current job.
It's summer vacation's about to start. I'm a New York City public school teacher, so I've been just stealing all your tax dollars for a little while, and I'm about to take a couple months off of that. Most recently, I'm in the middle of a June no days off streak because May was my lowest mileage month of. Pretty much forever. So I decided let's run every day in June and it, you know, get something started, and it's been going pretty well. Before that, I did the London Marathon in April. That's
first,
what we were talking about.
Your first London?
My first London. That's what we were talking about in the last episode or last couple episodes.
Is that a World Marathon major?
It is a World Marathon major.
What are you up to now? Three?
I'm
four?
Up to four.
Four. So you have Boston and Tokyo?
Boston and Tokyo.
Wow.
Neither of which I'm going to get to anytime
I just have
soon. I have
Tokyo left, and I really don't want to do it. Not because of Tokyo. I might love to go to Tokyo, but I just don't really feel like running a marathon in a different country or in this country. But I love marathons. Love
I just,
running.
Ever since I started traveling for races, it's just a nice way to make myself travel and get out there.
Which is a good segue to what I've been up to.
True. On different trips that I just wouldn't necessarily have gone otherwise. Right. Like, I wouldn't have planned a trip to London just for my spring break, but...
Didn't you go to London last year?
Yeah, that was different.
You're like, I never go to London.
That's for our friend Nick's 40th birthday, and...
You went to London around the same time we recorded an episode of... you've been to London twice, I think, since we've last recorded Run Chat.
Do you hold a British passport at this point?
I do not. All
right.
No.
H1
they don't give you one when you go to London for half a day and then
2 days.
A week.
Okay. Well, you know. You never know.
But yeah, Tokyo I would love to do, but it doesn't fit a school holiday, so it would be taking most of a week
off
of
school. Oh, you're out of a job, so you should be fine.
I guess so, once they fire me.
You have plenty of time.
That would be a nice victory lap to do Tokyo like the year you retire from public school teaching.
That's true.
By then,
which
be,
also...
By then, there'll be five other world majors to,
well,
to probably...
there is that possibility. For those not in the loop, they're looking at Changzhou, China? Is that the right city?
I don't know, but there's definitely a seventh looming.
It's they're applying it's just this gimmick for status
to get you into the marathon exactly. vicious cycle.
Am I the only one who does not like traveling for marathons?
I don't like it either. I did it. I've done it, but
like Brian was talking about doing Paris next year, and I was talking about going to Paris, cheering Brian on while like drinking a bottle of wine and eating a baguette on the sideline.
See, I just feel like there's so many things that keep you from taking trips, like, oh, it's too expensive, or I have other things to do, or oh, that other part, the flights are too expensive, the hotels are too expensive, but if you sign up for a race, then you're doing it.
If you sign up for a race, you can make it more expensive. Well,
true, but it's you won't let any of those other obstacles get in your way. But the other about the majors is Boston. I'm still about an hour or 20 years.
You should try Hunter Camp 100. It might help you with young. That.
Hunter Camp, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's the next episode.
Oh, all right. Ooh, interesting. We tried to segue into John's travel and running.
Yeah.
So I just came back from Run Camp Ireland, which was a huge success. We had a small group, kind of a pilot program. Some friends of the show joined us, and we went to Dingle, Ireland for about 4 days. I was there a day or two earlier with my friend Matt Moran and Shane Finn. Shane Finn had actually just biked and ran across America in 36 days to raise money for spina bifida, but he is actually from Dingle.
He raised $36.
Well, yeah, it was, you know,
$1. I did that one time too. I mean, I flew across America. But yeah, it was pretty much
and raised nothing, right?
Yeah,
but, yeah.
It
so
cost him a lot.
He raised like $100,000, and then took $36.
That didn't cost me that much. So
but he's from outside of Dingle, and so and him and Matt Moran were through Sacred Heart University, taught a couple classes over there. And so I piggybacked on top of that to do a Run Camp Dingle, where we had 4 days of hiking, running, obviously, you know, just being a tourist. But really, it was just like a four-day vacation in Ireland where it was, you know, you pay one fee, get yourself there, pay your own flight, and then we take care of everything else. And so we hung out at the Cliffs of Moher. We hiked Mount Brandon. We ran a park run 5K at Inch Beach. We obviously enjoyed the local flavor and fare of some Guinness and some other, you know, right on the water. It's a little small fisherman town there. Beautiful, lovely ice cream. Murphy's ice cream is really delicious. I don't
is
really
it
have a sweet.
Made with Murphy's Irish Stout.
It should be actually. I'm sure there's a brand, there's a flavor. But
I think I went to a Murphy's branch in Galway last summer.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, and I think they're based out of Dingle.
They got some good cream there.
Yeah, yeah. So
some good cream. Wait, is that? Is that the cool way to refer to ice cream?
Is that the tagline?
Yeah.
Is that like calling pizza za?
Yeah, Billy and I were in we were at Reese Beach yesterday, and we had some cream from Ample Hills.
I don't know how that. Hey, Billy and I were at the beach the other day, yesterday, and we had some good cream. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just sounds. Yeah.
Had some excellent cream.
Back on point here, Dingle, Ireland, Run Camp Ireland was really a good time. My wife and daughter came over for the second half of it. We spent a couple days in Galway, but 4 days of. We went to a falconry where there was like various hawks and owls
on,
and other prey.
That was amazing.
Bird, you know. You know, eating food off of our wrists. We also had some history with the travel within some of the areas that we flew into Shannon. It was about a 2.5 hour ride to Dingle, but I'd been to Ireland a couple times, but never Dingle, and I was really pleasantly surprised of how friendly and how easy to get around. And we stayed at the Skellig Hotel, but it was so successful. We'll be back May 2020. So Run Camp 2.0, Run Camp Ireland 2.0 is a thing.
You're telling me that anyone has a chance to do this all over again and just take up this opportunity?
Yeah, it's really...
How could I find out about this if I registered?
Well, you, the website, runcampireland.com.
Wait, now, is that camp with a C or camp with a K?
It's great questions. It is not a typo. My last name is Hunter Camp with a K. So
I thought it was poor spelling.
It's right. Ireland with a J.
Well, we already have remedial math covered, so we might as well.
So runcamp.com?
Runcamp.com is the website.
.com with a Z.
But runcampireland.com specifically goes to the tourism piece. The Ireland tourism piece. But we had a great time, and we're looking forward to doing it again. But that was my last couple of weeks. I got back about 2 weeks ago. But we're excited to do it again. Already booked 20 hotel rooms. So,
wow.
And we now have a 12 month window to promote. Whereas the first time around, we had about a 5 week or 5 month window to market it. just coming off the holidays and stuff, so we're excited to...
Maybe we should do a episode of Run Chat with some of the past participants. And
we should definitely do that. We also do a Run Chat in Ireland.
Yeah, I know that's where you're going to go with.
Yeah,
like, let's do a Run Chat in Ireland.
I will give you... I do have a couple discount codes if you want to... You know, kind of sign on with your teacher. Well, you won't be a teacher anymore next year, so you're fine.
Apparently. Yeah. Billy, apparently John fired me from the Board of Education.
So, Billy, you have some time. You can bring your wife and kid. I just did that myself, so.
I would love to. I went to Ireland in high school, and I would love to return. I haven't been back there since.
And then another recap. Billy and I just recently ran together last Friday for the summer solstice run.
And that was my first time doing it. Because in the past, and this is something that the South Brooklyn Running Club puts on, the SBRC. And in the past, I'd see all, like, I just get jealous of all my friends' Instagram posts. Like, they look so happy on this gorgeous sunrise as they're running on early morning on the summer solstice. And I've used every excuse from, like, oh, I just became a dad and I'm actually up right now and feeding my daughter, to oh, I'm still a dad and I don't get enough sleep at night anymore. But this year I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on this run.
You can see the sunrise on the longest day of the year.
Yeah,
in a pouring
torrential downpour.
I've gone the last couple of years, and this year I decided my legs weren't feeling good when I woke up. And
but
I
you
decided,
tried. You had the plan. You had the intention of getting up.
I set the alarm to get up.
The reason I actually was going because John had invited me, so I knew he was in. I confirmed with him that he was going, and then Brian was listed as interested, and I knew that he goes regularly to it. So I set it up. I'm gonna go with Brian and John. It's my
life. Yeah, last year I went and there was no sun at all, and so it kind of dampened the spirits.
Literally, everything was dampened this time around because
it was actually cold. All it was so rainy and like it broke the heat for a little bit. The humidity, it was.
Yeah,
so waiting for others to come on the bridge.
But everybody had a great time.
Yeah, no, it was
like
fun.
Everybody was all smiles. When the November Project group came running over, it was even more smiles. And miles. Yeah, so I ran over there with John and with people from SBRC, and then the SBRC people were turning around to go back into Brooklyn, and November Project was continuing into Manhattan to go over the Manhattan Bridge. I decided to join them for that, and then right when we finished, as we got over the Manhattan Bridge, the sun came out.
Yeah, it was actually pretty nice.
It was actually a gorgeous morning for a good 20 minutes, and then it proceeded to downpour for a few hours, and then it became, you know, monsoon season finally ended in New York City, and it's been a gorgeous few days since then. I'm fine with it running. It was just funny that it was raining during the rush hour home and the rush hour to work every day last week.
Yeah,
this weekend was beautiful, so that was nice.
True.
Yeah,
and
it was
and
great
now
for Billy Palooza.
I think we're solidly into the really, really hot running season.
Yeah,
which not to go back to Billy's birthday run, but he was saying how it was hot, and isn't his birthday in June every year?
It is.
I mean, you would think so.
So I think he would know that, there was potential heat.
Oh, no, it is. And I know it's potential heat, and I know exactly where I can find a Gatorade vending machine on the West Side Highway. The downside of running on the West Side Highway, one, it's the upside is it's gorgeous. Two, it's a nice running path. You don't have to worry about cars.
It's very flat.
It's very flat. The downside is that there is a couple of vending machines, but the city has been really good about upgrading the water fountains to be bottle filling stations.
Right.
Now, usually when I'm out on a run on a hot day, I'll always bring singles with me in a Ziploc bag because I know any bodega I walk into,
and strip
yes. Because sometimes I like to take a break and go to a strip club. That's normal, right? Hey, comment on the Facebook page.
Brought to you by Scores.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you score for your running team? Then come to Scores. Bring in your bib for 15% off the buffet.
Love the surf and turf.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, hashtag me too.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm saying me too. I would enjoy all of these things you're talking about. Hashtag
singles for the vending machine with the water bottle.
Oh, well,
yeah, back to more acceptable topics.
What I really like to do is I bring singles with me because I know that any bodega I go into, the standard size pull and spring bottle is $1. They never have the price tag on it, but it's $1 everywhere you go. Unless you go to a Duane Reade, then it's going to be like a weird amount, like $1.39
or something.
I was like, I don't need that. I'd like to know that this dollar in my pocket gets me that bottle of water. But I went running with a bottle of water today. I just kept refilling it. It was great. But the heat was intense. But that's what summer running is, you know, and it prepares you for fall marathon season, which we'll talk about in our next episode.
Absolutely. So I think that can be, that's probably enough for update since we, you know, our last 8 to 10 month hiatus.
I think so. I mean, that seems to cover everything in our lives.
Yeah, we're really excited.
I'm really glad that the running community came together in our absence, and it seems like every runner has a podcast right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought you were going to say the running community came together and said, where is Run Chat? Why don't we have more Run Chat episodes?
They actually came together and they were like, we're good without you guys.
Or they're like, let's do our own because we want yours, and that was a kind of a wake-up call for us. Because,
yeah. And now, so to everyone in the running community, you can quit your podcast. We're back.
We are back.
Yeah, just stop all the other Billy's podcasts. Back. This is the only one you need.
Brian's back.
Last time I John's did like
the I don't know what the song is, but yeah, we're back.
Brought to you by Hard Shore Gin.
I do enjoy Hard Shore Gin.
It is actually pretty good. It's actually delicious. Designed to be a sipping gin as well as a mixer.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, my go-to wedding drinking strategy is like 15 gin and tonics and then beer, and it works out pretty
15
well.
15 gin and tonics?
Yeah, you know, it's all ice and it's like it's a hot day and you're like, you know, it's...
Welcome to the John Intervention episode of Run Chat.
Well, right, next week on Run Chat.
Next week on
Run, I think we got a talk.
Next week on Run Chat.
Several gin and tonics and then
Francie
local beer.
Says, Daddy, I love you. Please stop drinking.
Yeah, and but it's, yeah. It's,
see, and I was going to say sipping gin. It's more like a gulping gin, and yeah, I thought
it's a long wedding. It's a long wedding. It's one of those, like, 7-day weddings, you know?
John's like, my wedding strategy is I bring a bottle of Hard Shore Gin with me, because you know what? It might be open bar, but
it also sounds like John just falls asleep at wedding venues and wakes up, and there's another wedding venue going on, and this happens 7 days in a row.
Brought to you by Pier 60, where John got married.
Huh.
A little plug there.
Oh wait! So your go-to wedding strategy was
to go back
your actual own weddings. How many weddings have you had that you have a strategy?
Only had one, luckily.
It lasted a week.
But it lasted a week.
Wait a second! It lasted many, many years.
Yeah, and it's still going on.
And it's still lasting.
Hits just keep on coming.
Thanks to everyone for listening today, and we will be back soon. We promise. That's a weird thing to end on.